Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. It is a 512 Friday. We play jams from local bands and artists. You can hear live right here in ATX. Like this one, Patrick. Who we jamming right now?
This is Billy King and the Bad, Bad, Bad. And they are playing Sunday at Central Machine Works.
I like that. Yeah.
And and due to request, because we met enough people out who asked for it, all these songs we played tonight with where they're going to be playing at is up on hornfm.com in the blog.
Hey, you know
I
what?
I like that.
I like that. That's good, though. It's by popular demand.
That's right. Hey, Patrick, quick question for you. There's a basketball game that is going on this weekend, and you're definitely going to be working it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'll be out there tomorrow at 3 p.m. At the new Moody Center. It is the first game. It is a charity game against Arkansas. The only place you're going to be able to hear it is at Horn FM, right here on 104.9 The Horn, because there's no TV for the game. So either you're at the game, if you can't make it to the game, then you can check it out right here on 104.9 The Horn.
And tickets are available, too, because I heard Craig today, right? He said that tickets are available. Well,
tickets are available, and it's supporting Seedling Mentors and as well as Break the Pipeline.
Yeah, it's a pair of organizations who are critical partners supporting social justice, equity, and educational opportunities for youth in our Central Texas community. So Seedling Foundation provides school-based mentoring for Central Texas children impacted by parental incarceration, and Break the Pipeline supports children at risk of becoming involved in the criminal justice system through prevention, intervention, and advocacy programs. So a great event, obviously two great causes.
And two good basketball teams. This Arkansas team went deep into the tournament last year. They're a good basketball team.
Aren't they ranked pretty high, too?
Yeah, this is a really good exhibition matchup if you want to go check out a game in the new Moody Center.
And you got a chance to check out the Moody Center.
Yes.
If you ain't got a chance to see the Moody Center, check that out, too.
It's going
to
be a lot of us who are working in it's first time seeing what it looks like for a basketball game, too. So,
yeah, Patrick will be multitasking in that joint for real. Because Patrick actually watches basketball. He's a fan. Buddy else has got to work the game. And he's going to be checking out the new Moody Center, too. So that's good stuff there. You can go to the website, too. Yeah. Go to Texas Sports website, and you can go find out how to get tickets there. There are still tickets available. Texas Men's Charity Game versus Arkansas coming up this weekend, Saturday. And you can hear it live right here on 104.9 The Horn. Okay, let's get to some Cowboys discussion. Oh, you haven't given your World Series pick yet.
I have not.
You want to do that now?
I'll do
you
it right now.
You want to do it now?
Astros in five.
Ooh.
Astros
damn
in five.
Near the sweep?
Damn near the sweep.
Woo. I know. It's hard to predict the sweep.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
It's so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, man. It'd be like, they got swept. Oh, not in the World Series.
I don't think I want to see a sweep either. I want to see some competitive.
I definitely want to do it, because when they go to Philly, you already know what's going to happen there.
Ooh,
number
it's
one,
gonna
it's going to be crazy as all get out. Number two, those fans are going to be as live as they can possibly be. And, of course, you got to put a little bit extra on it. They're going to take some Bijan up there with them.
Mustard. Who threw out the first pitch for the Astros?
Oh, you know it's probably going to be Paul Walt. No, it's going to be – I think it's going to be Terry Poole.
Are you serious?
Former Astro legend. I think he's going to be the first one to throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was curious about that.
And Simone Biles will be doing the play ball announcement.
Oh, nice.
H-Town with the get down.
Hey, Patrick, do you know who's throwing out the first pitch in Philly? I wonder who's throwing that out.
I don't know if that's been announced yet.
It's probably going to be Jalen Hurts or Nick Foles. They're going to fly Nick Foles.
That would be the ultimate insult. But, no, seriously, because they haven't been to the World Series in what?
I think the – ooh, that's a good question.
So this is big.
I know it's in the 90s.
Yeah,
with,
this is big,
Dalton
though.
And Kruk and all those guys.
I wonder who they'll, like – throw out there as their kind of ceremonial representative for the community.
That's a good question.
For the Philly baseball community. That'd
That's
be pretty
a good
cool.
question.
Anyway, maybe the guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Charlie out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to some NFL discussion. Cowboys and Bears. I'm picking Cowboys to win this matchup versus the Bears. But I do warn you, the Bears are running essentially their version of the Baltimore Ravens offense. I threw out the quote from Devin McCourty earlier in the show. Devin McCourty, when they played the Bears, the Patriots played the Bears, he said, man, look – very similar to the Ravens offense, because they played the Ravens in week three. And he was right about that, because Justin Fields admitted after they beat the Patriots that while they were watching film preparing for the Patriots, they saw Lamar Jackson and the Ravens using a lot of effective run concepts, and some smart genius in the coaching ranks over there with the Bears said, hey, we should just run those plays. You mean plays like that? No. Let's just steal that exact play and run that play. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did. And it worked to perfection. They scored the most points they've scored with Justin Fields as a starter, and now they're the best rushing offense in the NFL. That's what they're bringing against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, if they're weak at one specific area on defense, it's rushing defense. They're about 20th in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's why they made the trade. That's why they went out and made some moves. And now they're getting some healthier guys back, too, on the defensive side of the ball. Not at the back end, but at the medium level, at the linebacker position.
Oh,
we
talked
about Damone Clark being able to come back and be effective. And, obviously, Micah Parsons. We talked about LVE and the way he's been able to run from side to side. So that's a huge move by the Cowboys to kind of offset – what you were just talking about. If you're going to have a running back in the running game to be that successful, how do we get it better? We go out and get a big body to go in there and block it off and make sure that we're moving in the right direction. So I look at this game and the Cowboys looking at what Justin Fields did last week against the Patriots.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Bill Belichick get beat by a younger player?
That's a great point. That's so rare.
That happens.
Yeah.
And maybe Belichick was probably like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
He was in shock. Right. And they didn't make the adjustment.
That's a great point.
And they didn't make the adjustment.
Should have brought out that Lamar Jackson game plan.
Go back to that tape and see what we can do to adjust to it. So this is a big test for the Cowboys, not necessarily as in a win or a loss situation, but more to see if the moves that they made to get the trade is going to be more effective for them moving forward.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I think the Cowboys just need to be concerned. The Cowboys are going to – I think they could and should win the game.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is your concern with him now as a runner. He leads the NFL in scramble. So even when he drops back to throw, which, by the way, they are the worst passing team in the NFL. They are last in the NFL in completion percentage, in passing touchdowns, and in passing yards per game. So they do not have a very competent passing attack. But when he drops back, you got to have a spy on him.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter who it is, but you got to have a spy on him, because if not, he's gonna scramble and he's going to hurt you.
He gone.
Yeah. So, but it's good, though, for the Cowboys. You don't really have to worry about them hurting you with their passing. They might have the weakest group of wide receivers in the league right now.
Yes.
I mean, they just don't have guys.
I like Mooney a little bit, but he's not a threat.
They don't really have guys that you have to demand
Equanimeous
a double team.
St. Brown.
I do like Equanimeous, though, like his name, Equanimeous.
Yeah. Equanimeous.
But, yeah, I think the Cowboys can handle those guys one-on-one is basically kind of what I'm getting at there. So, we'll see what the Cowboys have game plan for them, but I think they're so lopsided offensively and they're such a one-dimensional offense. I can't see a great mind like Dan Quinn getting flummoxed and being confused by a one-dimensional offense.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, one thing that's not one-dimensional, or one company not one-dimensional, my friends at Apple Leasing. They are a multi-dimensional company that can help you do a lot of different things, especially helping you find the price you want, the payment you want on the car that you want. Apple Leasing is in the business of saving you time, saving you money, and finding you value. That's what they want to do. All it takes is one phone call, one click on Apple Leasing's website, and you'll get a quote on any make or model vehicle that you want. They can even give you an estimate on the value of your trade-in right over the phone. See, the key to what they do is they're a simple interest, easy lease, because it makes everything, simple, because it gives them a lot more flexibility, which allows you to have a lot more possibilities and options to help you find the vehicle that fits you best, but more importantly, the vehicle that fits your budget best. Inflation is through the roof. It's out of control. It's never been more expensive to buy a new car, buy a used car, or buy anything for that matter, so leasing makes more sense than ever. So call Apple Leasing today at 512-346-9977 and let them see how much money they can save you. They get all the same discounts and all the same incentives that the dealers do, except my friends at Apple Leasing, they pass those savings on to you, the customer. So give them a call, 512-346-9977, or visit appleleasing.com. That's appleleasing.com.
I want you to make sure, too, the weekend is upon you, and what better way to kick off your weekend than with the festivities of picking up some Allstat beer. Whether you're going to pick up that lager, which is, by the way, award-winning, or you want to get that Allstat light, Allstat has something for you. It's brewed right here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country, right up the road in Fredericksburg. Set yourself up for a brewery, too, by going right out there off of 290. They got a fine dining restaurant. They have events. They have different venues out there for you. And they have live music that starts today. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Allstat Beer, no impurities, no regrets. Make sure you go to allstatbeer.com to find your local watering hole or where you can pick some up on your way home. And make sure when you go in there, ask for it by name. Allstat Beer, no impurities, no regrets.
My man Patrick just sent me the game one, pregame.
Itinerary?
Yeah, the pregame itinerary, if you will, with the anthem and the first pitch. Eric Burden from Black Pumas is going to sing the anthem.
Ooh, you know that's going to be gassed up, baby.
That's legit. I like that. And the first pitch, is it Terry Pugh? Is that his name?
Terry Pugh, yeah.
Terry Pugh?
Yeah, former Houston Astro.
Okay. And Simone Biles, she is going to handle the play ball ritual, if you will. So it's, in game two, I think Little Big Town is going to do the anthem. And how about this Biggio to Bagwell for the first pitch? That's going to be really cool.
It should be the other way because Biggio was actually a catcher.
Well, maybe
they're
bad.
No, but no, they'll probably make it happen.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the other way.
Yeah. I like it, though.
And Bun B is
too trill
out there. Yeah,
he's
going
to see if they throw.
No doubt.
Is he giving out them trill burgers that he got right now?
No, I like that. That's a nice little mix, a little eclectic H-Town mix there.
As soon as he throws out the first pitch, he's going to say, long live Pimp.
Free Pimp C, y'all.
Free Pimp C, y'all.
Free Sweet James Jones. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Sam Ehlinger.
Oh, I love it.
Because Sam Ehlinger's got a big game this weekend, his first start as QB1. I've talked about how I think they're going to approach the game plan with Sam. I think they're going to encourage him to use his legs, and they're also going to build in to the game plan a lot of design runs for Sam Ehlinger. My man Patrick has this sound here ready to go. Earlier this year, we played this sound, but this was in the preseason when everyone was very complimentary of Sam Ehlinger's growth as a passer, a pocket passer. Mm-hmm. He had completed 82% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in the preseason, and everybody kept asking Sam, what was going on? Like, what did you do? You have made tremendous strides in the offseason. What has changed with your throwing mechanics, with your throwing motion? Here is Sam Ehlinger talking about what he did specifically, and even going over specifics. You probably recognize more of this terminology, Harge, as a baseball guy than I do, because you can tell him going to Tom House, originally a baseball guy, that he now is well-educated and knowledgeable about the throwing mechanics and all the different inner workings of his throwing motion and mechanics and what he needs to improve on. Here's Sam Ehlinger breaking it down about what he did in the offseason to improve.
Some of the things you've done with Tom and with Alex to bring you to this position?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think that starting with my shoulder and the way that it's shaped and the muscles that are dominating, you know, you have accelerators and decelerators in your shoulder. And so really working on both of those things, but having a balance and knowing what I need to do. And so that's just from a functional fitness, working on the muscular stuff. And then from the biomechanical signature, you know, working on timing, you know, the sequencing of from when you want to start to throw all the way from the ground up. So working on all those things. And then working on the mechanical variables within that signature. So there's been a lot that's gone into it.
When did you start working with him?
I started working with Tom, I want to say March, so 5 months.
And how do you, I mean, everybody knows who he is, but how do you decide to make the decision to start working with him?
Chris told me I needed to go work with him.
Chris being the GM.
Yeah, Chris
Ballard. The GM of Chris the Colts told him, man, you can work with Tom House. get that throwing motion handled. And he did. I mean, and this is the thing
about
–
That's the reward, right?
Yes.
That
and
is the reward.
We love about Sam is, or at least coaches love about Sam is, they asked him to work on a lot of things before the Texas Pro Day. And they, when he came to Texas Pro Day, they could tell he had worked on those things.
Yep.
They asked him to work on a lot of things for the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got a chance to see him again, they could tell he had worked on those things. And even in the NFL now, it's obvious, almost quantifiable, that you can tell he has improved as a passer from season to season and year to year. The reason
coachable.
That, yeah, very coachable. Great word. And the reason that people are excited about this is because, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, this type of transmogrification is going to happen. He has gotten numerous comparisons. Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl made this comparison, along with others, to Jalen Hurts' trajectory and his developmental path and rate. That he was a guy that people thought he was more of a runner than a passer, and didn't really trust his ability as a pocket passer to make throws and reads downfield. And although they have configured the offense around his skill set there in Philadelphia brilliantly, he has still improved enough to meet them halfway there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping Sam can do, kind of that Jalen Hurts recipe.
I think Sam, you know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what type of pro Sam's going to be. Was going to be. I didn't know that he was going to get drafted like that. I didn't know that he was going to be able to make that splash. I was unsure because there were some things that he did, like you said, it was more of the running, slam, bam, Sam. It wasn't.
He was
more,
a football player playing quarterback.
Right, right. Yeah. And so there were some things, and maybe it was because of the way that Tom Herman used him that kind of got me in that mindset.
Could be
right?
True.
There are so many different things, and for him to be at this point right now in his career where he's getting an opportunity to be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, and they said that he can be it for the rest of the season, that has given us all the opportunity, given him all the opportunity, and all the stuff that we are looking forward to. This is a big opportunity for him moving forward. I couldn't be happier for the kid because we all know his story. We all know how he grew up. We know the background of him. We were fortunate enough to see him every single day of his college career, high school career. And now we get to see him play at the ultimate level. This is huge for them.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think for Sam, I can't wait to watch the game plan they got in place for him. I think they'll encourage him to scramble a lot. He was one of the most scramble-happy quarterbacks in college football when he played. And that seems to be the trend in the NFL, that with all these quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts scrambles a lot, third most scrambles in the NFL. Daniel Jones is right up there in the top three.
Who?
Justin Fields is in the top three. Josh Allen loves the scramble. And I think, you know, now you're starting to see more teams build run concepts around design runs. We just talked about Justin Fields going up against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see that with Sam Ellinger too. And only because I think they, you know, they're giving Sam a chance to be QB1. You know, but they have Nick Foles still there.
Yes.
So I don't think they're that concerned that, oh, man, we got to be careful with Sam. We got to make sure he's not hurt because we got to make sure he makes it through the entire season. I think they want to see what he's got. I think they really do want to unleash Sam. And the way you unleash Sam Ellinger is you got to let him run.
And Chris Ballard is a Texas guy. Like, he's born and raised in Texas. He went to Texas A&M Kingsville, which is Texas A&I, where Darryl Green went.
Shout out.
He understands what the heart and the drive and the desire is of a guy that played at the University of Texas, grew up, went to Westlake, the entire growth and maturation of him as a player. And that's why Ballard's like, no. We got the right guy. We're going to give him that opportunity. And I love the fact of what you said to the fact that, oh, yeah, by the way, we got another Westlake guy in the backfield as the backup with a championship ring if we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick Sam in his first start.
I already did.
Did you?
Just FYI.
I'm going to pick Sam.
And I picked him up in my fantasy league, and he's starting. And guess in front of?
Aaron Rodgers. I think you told me that, and I was like, you know what? I agree with this move.
Because there's a lot that could go into it.
I support that move because he's going to Buffalo. He's going to be a double-digit underdog for the first time in his career as a starter.
Yeah.
That's
different.
That's crazy. There's a lot happening there. But, yeah, I think Sam's going to be okay because if they're smart, and I think they're pretty smart there, they're going to build that game plan around some design runs for him too, and that's going to be fun to watch when the play breaks down to see Sam figure out a way to make some plays and improvise, which I think is also one of his better skills and better traits as a quarterback.
Yep.
We don't have a ton of time to talk Texans. Texans got a matchup versus the Titans coming up this weekend. I don't think they're going to
Titans.
Yeah, it's in a nutshell. We can't preview that for
just
you.
Just as a win. Titans, I don't know what the spread is. Titans.
Ryan Tannehill, though, has been something's going on with Ryan Tannehill.
That's why they got King Henry in the backfield.
Yeah.
When all else fails, give it to the King.
Give it to King Henry. Yeah. And the worst rush defense in the NFL right now, Houston Texans. So.
Okay.
That fits.
It's been served.
All right. I want to thank my man, Derek, for doing a great job. Thank Harich as well. Thank Dylan for telling the legendary Lifetime Longhorn. Aaron as well to hook us up.
Thanks,
great
my
interview.
Man Chris.
Thanks to Chris as
well. Set all of this up from our meeting at Randall's one day. Appreciate you, my brother.
The hospitality from folks at Golffinity, we really appreciate it. It's been great. This is a fantastic spot. Great location. Golffinity, folks. Put it there and mark it somewhere and make sure you
make
put
sure
it.
You come out.
Make
here.
Sure you make it a priority to 20, get out there.
20,000 square feet of fun.
Remember, the revolution will not be televised when we talk about it right here on Ball Don't Lie. We love you guys. We mean that. Take care of yourselves. More importantly, take care of each other. The Flex coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Peace. It's a Flex.